Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Jen, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the show. Today is Wednesday, July 14th.
Wednesday. July 14th.
It is.
Yes.
It is. There's no doubt about it. Today is July 14th, and the year is 2021.
It's been a month since my birthday.
Yeah,
huh? It feels like it was just here.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. The party and everything. And the
time flies, man.
It really does, you know?
It goes so fast.
I know.
I feel like it's just whisking out of my hands.
Yeah.
So swiftly.
I know. The only reason I want time to move fast is because maybe we'll get rid of this fucking pandemic because I'm starting to get really worried, you know?
What's worrying you?
That I'll get it. So I think I need the vaccine, but I'm reading a lot of people are getting it with the vaccine, so I don't know what to do.
Yeah, you can still get it with the vaccine. The vaccine just
makes it less severe.
Will prevent you from being hospitalized or dying.
Mm.
Yeah. Or having any of the severe side effects. Like
right.
If you have the vaccine, you most likely won't get blood clots, or as your chances of getting blood clots are way less. Your chance of losing your sense of taste and smell are way less.
You see, that's the thing. I mean, I read that if you have blood clots, you should stay away from the vaccine.
Mm.
So I was going to actually write my doctor today and find out what he thinks, you know?
Yeah, see what he says.
Right.
Although my friend did have Johnson & Johnson, and she lost her sense of taste or smell, and it's been gone for almost 6 months.
Wow. And she never got COVID?
She had COVID,
yeah.
She got it after she got vaccinated.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like a month
after.
Wow.
That's shit.
Yeah.
That's big shit, man.
It was J&J, though.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I mean, they're saying there's a lot of problems, too, but I don't know if it's really worth it, you know?
Yeah.
Taking the chance.
I know.
So I'm starting to think about it because the consequences are not so pretty, you know?
On either side, to be honest.
Yeah.
You're kind of damned if you do, damned if you don't. So.
Right.
You just have to figure out which damn you're willing to live with.
I know.
Because you can get blood clots from the vaccine. You can get blood clots from COVID.
Yeah. I know. It's not even the blood clots that worry me. It's all that losing the taste and smell.
Yeah.
And that sort of thing, you know? Or being hospitalized.
Yeah.
That doesn't sound very good.
Like I don't have health insurance for that.
Oh, wow. Yeah. I don't have the wherewithal to really go to the hospital, man.
I mean, that sounds like a little bit of a vacation sometimes.
Sometimes, unless you're on tubes, you know?
That's true. I don't want that.
Yeah.
I just want a couple days
in bed. I don't know what
to...
they do with you in the hospital. There's not much to do, right?
Yeah, I guess.
But maybe they just watch you to prevent you from dying or something. I don't know how they can do that, but...
Yeah.
At least you feel safer maybe when you're in the hospital.
I guess so.
Yeah.
I mean.
I don't know, man. I've so had it with it. But they're saying the Delta variant is like they're getting double the cases now.
I know. They said it's basically like COVID on steroids.
Yeah.
Not good.
Yeah. I mean, even if it was the original COVID, but if it starts multiplying again, we're back to square one, you know?
Yeah.
Jeez, man.
And the thing is, like, none of us really know. They're really just, I mean, everything they're testing and giving us answers for are things they're giving us answers for the first time.
Right.
You know, so nothing that they're telling us, nothing that we know is actually 100%.
Right.
And we're not going to know for a while.
Right.
Nobody's going to know. The doctors don't know. We don't know. The CDC doesn't know. Like, we just know as far as the research has taken us.
Right.
So we don't know how effective anything is, any of the vaccines will be for another couple of years.
Right.
You know, we're just not going to know. We're not going to know until people like suffer from it working or not working.
Yeah, I know. You know, the Olympics are coming up and apparently, well, first of all, there's not going to be any audience at all. Did you hear that? There's mm-hmm. no audience for the Olympics whatsoever.
It's in Japan this year?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's only going to be on TV. That's the only way you can watch it. And also Olympians are barred from hugging, shaking hands, and even receiving the medals by someone else. They're going to have to put on their own medals. And I'm asking you, you know, I mean, now we've got vaccines, we got masks and everything, and still people are like using all this caution, you know?
Yeah.
So I don't know what's going on, you know? I mean, I just like, you know, I mean, still you go here and employees all wear masks and stuff, so...
I mean, look, as far as film work goes, and I'm just saying film work because in film, we have makeup artists, hair people, wardrobe people, and they all have to touch the actors.
Right.
The actors being comparable in this case to the Olympians,
right.
And the hair and makeup people being comparable to the people putting medals on them. Like, have some gloves on. Wear a shield, wear a mask, and just put the medal, right. Put the medal
yeah,
on.
Yeah, well, I guess the medals is not that important, you know, but, I mean, the way you put them on and stuff, you know.
I guess it's a symbol, though, you know.
Yeah, it is, you know, I mean, but let's say because of the times and everything, it's like that. But it's just the big picture is that we're definitely not over this.
No, definitely you know? Not.
Even if I am in my head, it doesn't mean anything.
You know? Yeah, I know.
Yeah,
I know.
Oh well, enough talking about that fucking thing, man. I'm so tired of it. You know.
Yeah.
And I'm sure I'm not the only one. Everybody is. You know.
But, yeah.
But it's just like, give me back life the way it was. You know. I mean, I think that's a good thing because apparently I was happy the way my life was before. You know, so it's
you
not
don't realize
like,
what you have till it's gone, right?
Right, you know, so it's not like I had a terrible life, you know, and and now I don't either. I feel blessed. I really do.
I think we just have to like be comfortable where we're at right now because there's nothing we can do about it.
Right.
You know, I've come to a place where like I'm like, you know what? We have a little bit more freedom right now. Restaurants are open, the economy's starting to come back just a little bit. Like, I'm just thankful for those little wins. And yeah. There's nothing I can do to speed up the process. Like, me, Jennifer Belinsky,
right.
Has no power over COVID.
None of us do, really.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, only as a group do we have any power over it. And we all know how, you know, group mentality goes in America, but... Yeah, you just have to get to a place where it's just not grating on you as much. Just go with the flow.
Yeah.
You just have to accept where we're at right now and just be happy for the little wins.
It is. It's about acceptance, you know?
Because there's no use getting all pissed off about it.
Right.
You know, there's nothing you can do, you know? So we can at least meet up with friends now, meet up with family. We can travel a little bit, you know.
Yeah,
it's not like it was.
That's true. Yeah,
just strapped in the house all day and waiting in an hour line to get into the grocery store and sanitizing all the groceries when you get home.
Right, and the shortage of paper products. Remember that?
Yeah.
Shit, man, that was like unexplainable whatsoever. I didn't understand that. You know?
I know.
Toilet paper. What, are you gonna take more shit now that there's a bug going on?
So it seems, right? And it's funny how we realize that, like, no one has extra toilet paper at home.
Yeah, right?
Like, none of us have excess. Like, everyone just buys, like, one roll at a time.
Yeah, well, they only have big packages now. Did you notice that? You have to spend, like, $10-$12 just for toilet paper, you know?
If you go to some of the bigger grocery stores, you can buy the individual rolls. But it's always like the really rough paper stuff, Scott or...
But the good ones used to have 4 or something. Now they have 12, you know, 16 or whatever.
I think like Rite Aid has 4-packs.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably.
I'm really on a toilet paper journey in my life, to be honest, because like I grew up... My mom likes the thinner, drier stuff because... The thicker stuff clogs the toilets, and then my dad always liked the thicker stuff.
Right.
So it was always toilet paper wars in my house
over
which kind to get.
Yeah.
And now that I'm an adult, I'm like, wow, I'm going to use the soft stuff because I just grew up using whatever my mom bought, obviously. But the soft stuff leaves dust all over the place.
Oh, okay.
So I'm just like, I'm on a toilet paper journey.
And stuff go through it and stuff too? Yeah.
The soft stuff?
I mean, are you talking about the thin one or?
No, I'm talking about like the cushy soft, like Charmin or.
Right.
Like the quilted stuff. Like that's
right, that's what I mean.
Thick,
but,
yeah.
But that's the thick one.
Yeah.
So that's the one that was clogging your toilets, no?
When
that,
I was a kid, yeah. It's fine on my building now, okay, apparently. It's good. Right. I haven't had any issues.
Right. You know, I mean, that's the thing. I always get the thickest one, and when I go on trips, I take some with me because in the hotels, it's the thinnest one you can have. You
right.
Know? And I don't get it because you end up wasting three times as much toilet paper. How are they possibly saving money? I don't understand.
Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe they figured they don't want people to steal it, you know, if they put really good toilet paper there.
It's true. Well, I think it's more that you get more on a roll, so they have to change it less.
Yeah, but I mean, still, it's like I'll use three times as much, and still, it's not as effective as the other ones, you know, like Cottonelle or whatever it is I use, you know, that purple one. So
the purple one.
The purple package, yeah. So I don't know, you know, toilet paper.
I know.
Yeah, what kind of conversation is that?
I mean, look, well, it's everyday stuff, right? Yeah. I mean, now, you know how they have the for paper towels, they have the Selecta-size where you can, like, rip half the sheet? Well, like, I used to sometimes rip that in half because sometimes I just need to, like, wipe a thing up and I don't need a lot or I just, whatever. Sometimes you just need a tiny piece. And my roommate used to give me shit about it. He's like, why are you just ripping that in half? And then they came out with the ultra Selecta size where now they're doing the perforated down the middle. So now you can have the little square. And he's like, this is the best thing ever. And I'm like, really? Really? Why was it weird when I did it? But suddenly now it's like advertised and official. And now it's like the greatest thing ever. Can we just like all think outside the box, please?
Yeah, there you go.
That kind of thing like really grinds my gears so much is like I'll say something or like do something. And people are like, that's weird. And then suddenly like it's on TV and companies are making things that way and everyone's like that's the best idea ever. I'm like no foresight, jeez.
I know.
None.
Well, what are you gonna do, you know? I mean, I just hope there's no shortages of anything, you know?
Yeah, I mean, now we have a shortage of cars.
Yeah,
all the dealerships, yeah, they're like backed up months and months and months. No one can get any of the products that they need to build the cars. It's crazy. Call any car dealership and they're like, they're so backed up with cars.
It's not because the production is more expensive?
No.
Because prices have gone up, I know, on materials. And
they've definitely
like that.
Gone up, but there's a shortage of materials all around.
Wow, I didn't hear that. That's interesting.
And now the price that you can get for a used car is higher than... It
right,
would be
if there's less cars, yeah.
Exactly. Like my roommate has a Honda Civic that's like I think 5 years old at this point. It's a 2016 or 2017. And mine's a 2019. And when I got mine, it was like, I don't know, 23K or something like that. But he just looked up the cost of or the price of his now and it's like 20,000, 21,000.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Wow.
For like a 5 year old car.
Yeah.
In exact condition that it's in. How crazy is that?
I know.
Even a lot of hot vacation spots like in Hawaii right now, there's a big shortage of rental cars. So people are actually renting U-Hauls when they go on vacation and just driving those around the whole time they're on vacay.
Right. But that's because I understand a lot of rental cars sold a lot of the cars and they didn't replace them because of the COVID scare. So people weren't traveling, you know, and weren't renting cars.
So now there's just a lot of U-Hauls running around Hawaii.
Yeah.
How silly.
I know. I got to bring up this story because I can't imagine anything more horrible than this, okay?
All right.
This California woman was... a naked California woman was rescued after becoming wedged between two buildings. Now, nobody knows how the hell she got there, but she was upside down, stuck between two buildings. They couldn't even get her out. They finally had to, like, break the walls, through the walls and stuff, concrete walls.
How did she end up naked?
I don't know. They don't know.
Were her clothes on site?
I don't think so.
How old is she?
Let me see.
Was it a mental health case?
I don't think so. You know, I mean, they don't know.
Because I could see if it was like a dementia patient walking around or something like that. And that, I don't mean that jokingly.
Space was less than a foot wide. Can you imagine anything more horrible than this? And I guess some workers heard her scream, and so they called the cops, and the cops couldn't figure out how to get her out of there, you know? So they didn't know how she got stuck and why she was naked, you know?
She's going to start pouring oil on her or something.
Yeah, but how do you get to her? That's the thing.
That's true.
They couldn't get to her.
Although, you know, on one hand, I kind of understand, because I feel like I'm one of those people that would see a challenge like that and be like, I wonder if I could fit through that. And then I'd end up getting stuck.
But she was upside down. How did she get there? How the hell did she get there in the first place?
Unless she were there windows that she could have fallen out of and just got wedged?
They're not describing that.
Ugh, can you imagine being naked? And
I know.
That would make sense if she fell out a window. She was in her apartment naked or something.
Yeah. You know, they're saying that they were unable to reach her and had to perform a technical rescue that required cutting open the concrete wall. They're not saying how old she was. Maybe they don't know yet.
Was it an apartment building? Or
I don't know. I don't know what kind of buildings. No, but it's a concrete wall that I'm seeing here in the picture.
That's in L.A.?
Yeah. Well, in Southern California. I don't know. Was it in L.A.?
Yikes.
A California woman, they're not saying. Oh, in Santa Ana.
Can you imagine, like, if you did fall out the window on your way down, getting wedged in there like that, the kind of, like, burn you would get on your skin?
Right, right. And I'm just saying, even not the physical thing, the mental thing of thinking, I'm going to die right here like this.
Yeah.
A slow death.
Like a slow death naked.
Right. Who's going
to
find me?
For all to see.
Even if they hear me right now, how long is it going to take before they get me out of here?
I would be in the most panic.
Right.
Ever.
Right.
What's that James Franco movie where he gets, like, wedged between the rocks or something?
I don't know.
Yeah, there's a movie where he gets, like,
stuck. Oh, like a real story where he had to cut off his leg or something?
Yeah, something like that. No, thanks.
No, man. Ugh. Some of the horrible things. Sometimes I just think of horrible things, and I don't know why could happen to me, you know?
I do, too.
You know, I mean, every day when I drive to work, I drive past the point where I had my stroke. Mm. And I'm thinking, fuck, you know, I mean, it's like you never know from one moment to the next what's going to happen to you.
Yeah.
And that scares me, you know?
Yeah. I mean, every time I feel like a tinge in my head, I'm like, here goes the aneurysm.
Yeah, or something.
Or something, yeah.
Yeah. Or an accident or whatever, you know? I try not to think about it, but.
See, I feel like if I do think about it, I like reverse the jinx.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like if I'm like. Okay, most people like don't leave their house and think like, oh, I'm not going to come home from work today because I'm going to get into an accident and die. So then I think I could leave for work today and never come home. And I feel like, and I know this like isn't true, but like.
But that's a positive way to deal with
yeah,
things.
Yeah, something in me is just like, you have to reverse the jinx. If I don't say it and acknowledge it, it's more likely to happen or something.
Yeah.
You know, but then I think, oh my God, what if I forget to do that on a particular day?
Right.
Then, you know, while I'm dying, I will think, I didn't say that today while I left the house, and I'll never have a chance to tell everyone else that they need to reverse the jinx every day too.
Yeah. Wow. We're fucked up, man. I know the things that go through people's minds.
You know? It's crazy in
it
here.
It really is, man.
And by in here, I mean my head.
Yeah, right? I know sometimes it's a scary place to be in your head, you know?
It's wild.
Yeah.
You know, it's definitely like a very crazy shit show.
I know. And that's one of the things that, one of the reasons I wanted to be over with the pandemic, because you have too much time to think, you know?
Yeah.
You don't do as much and, you have all this time and you're in your head and everything and you go, fuck, man, you know?
Yeah. A friend and I were talking last night about like paranoia that we know is not real but happens to us anyway. Like, you know, like, I don't even know how to give a good example of this. Like, you know, imagine like I text you about something because I didn't hear back from a mutual friend of ours. And then you don't respond to me for like a particularly long period of time. And in my head, my logical me knows that you're probably at work, you're maybe driving, you're with your family, whatever. The right. non-logical me is like, he's conspiring against me. Like, him and all my other friends are like just like talking shit, and everyone's just like thinking of all these things that they hate about me, and like I'm annoying or whatever. Just like all this like random shit crosses my mind that is absolutely not true. You know, especially if someone's having a weird day and, you know, they're just responding to their day. You know, like I worked for this woman and sometimes she gets like really overwhelmed and she'll get a little snappy sometimes. And I have to remind myself, like, it's not a me issue. Right. It has nothing to do with me. But my knee jerk reaction is like, A, how do I fix this? And B, like, oh no, it's me, you yeah, know? Yeah. So yeah, just like we all have these like weird paranoid adventures that our minds go on that convince us of things that are not true.
Right.
And we just need to remind ourselves that it's
I know,
it's
all the voices in our heads, you know?
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah. But now I found the article that got me worried about COVID again. It says that over a quarter of the patients are still symptomatic after 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
Fatigue, shortness of breath, and depression were the most common long-term symptoms reported.
Yeah.
Now, that's pretty shitty, man.
Yeah.
See, that's what scares me.
I know.
Maybe I'll get the vaccine.
Me being an asthmatic is the one and only reason I got the vaccine, because I don't want to put anything in my body that I don't need to put in my body.
Right.
If I didn't have asthma, I might not have done it. But because I do have asthma, I was like, okay, I'll do it.
Yeah,
I'll
you
do
don't
it.
Need problems with your breath and everything. That's
yeah.
terrible.
I mean, I've had asthma attacks before and it's fucking terrifying.
Really?
Yeah, it's terrifying.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you have an inhaler and stuff
mm-hmm.
that you
take I have one in my
you?
Bag right now.
Oh, okay.
Just in case.
Does it happen to you often?
Not really. I take my inhaler maybe once a month, if that. Mm. But I remember a couple years ago when I was living in New York, I woke up in the middle of the night and I felt like there was like a dresser on my chest.
Wow.
Like I just could not expand my lungs at all. And I just, you know, I spent the whole night cold sweating and getting like hot flashes, mostly because of panic. And then the next morning I called out of work and I literally could not catch my breath. Like I couldn't even get my words out. So I went over to, which is kind of wild. I like took the train to an urgent care and I couldn't even fill out the paperwork. I was like, I was like writing it down to them because I couldn't even talk.
Wow.
To like, please fill this out for me. Here's my ID. And I was just like in panic. And then I went in and of course, like, I'll never go to an urgent care again. I think they're useless. They were like, so what brings you in today? And I'm like, pointing, like, just read the fucking chart, lady.
Right.
And she listened to me. She's like, you sound fine. I'm like, there's no way I sound fine, you know? And I couldn't even get those words out. Like, I literally was like that. And so I asked for a nebulizer treatment. She gave me half of one and then took it away and was like, okay, that's good. It was enough to allow me to like get back on the train, but I was like pretty much suffocating. Like I was, if I did not have an extremely stubborn will to like get myself back home, I you know what I mean, like I could have been like way worse off. So I went to the hospital finally across from my apartment, and they told me that my lungs were like so closed. They were like, your breathing tubes are like pretty much shut, and it took 6 nebulizer treatments to get my lungs back open.
Wow.
6 of them. And that was, it was so terrifying, but it was such a relief to be able to breathe. It was the worst asthma attack I've had. I only had like one other besides that in like 7th grade, which like made me realize that I had asthma at all.
Yeah.
It's terrifying.
Wow.
Yeah.
We're talking about a lot of shitty stuff today, man. Scary stuff. I'm trying to find happy news. There isn't any.
We could see Tank's good news.
What's that?
That's that Instagram that has the good news.
Oh, okay. In the meantime, a bunch of Burger King employees quit altogether. Did you hear about that one?
I did not.
Yeah, that was in Lincoln, Nebraska. Apparently, so they put up a sign on their sign outside. you know, the Burger King sign, and there's a place where you can put writing and stuff. And they put, "We all quit. Sorry for the inconvenience." So apparently they were not given air conditioning in the back kitchen where temperature were reaching like 90 degrees.
Probably
these,
more.
Yeah. And these people are going, you know, so I mean, I don't blame them, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, what the hell is that about?
Yeah.
You know, it's like, how can you possibly not care about your employees like that?
They don't.
And sometimes, I guess sometimes when people complain about employees, they're right. You know, I mean, there's nothing, you know, some people are like playing victim and stuff. And that I don't understand. But when it's things like that, you know, like a working conditions that are unbearable. Yeah, I would leave, too.
I'll tell you, most of the jobs I've worked at have in some ways had terrible working conditions, like the bathrooms covered in feces and they just don't clean them and there's no ventilation. And like you go in and it's just like a cloud of ammonia. I worked in a restaurant in New York that didn't put their air conditioning on ever. And it would be 95 degrees in there. It got up to 106 one day. Like, it was so hot in there. And we were all just, like, sweating through our shirts. Like, all of our shirts were, like, damp. Like, one of our coworkers squeezed his shirt out on the sidewalk at the end of his shift. It was like that. I remember buying a pair of brand new jeans for work, and I had them on. By the end of my shift, I had sweat so much that a dye from the blue jeans had stained my legs blue. My
really?
Legs were completely blue, yeah.
Wow.
It was a mess, and I can't even imagine what the people in the kitchen were dealing with.
Yeah.
You know?
Hmm. I don't know. But, you know, sometimes you know, I mean, you go to restaurants and stuff, and sometimes really the employees are like, what are you thinking, you know? I went to this place the other day to get some chicken wings. They have really good chicken wings there. Mm. It's called Fire Wings. I don't know if you've heard of it.
Oh, yeah, you've told me about that
place. Yeah, there's a couple places. I think they have a few locations. I don't know. But the thing is that I went there the other day, and I went at maybe it was 9:15 p.m., you know, and they were open till 10.
Mm.
So, and it's a self-service thing. But I'm sitting there waiting for my food. I mean, it took him like 10, 15 minutes just to bring my food. In the meantime, this one employee starts put the chairs on the tables, you know, upside down, getting ready to close. And I'm like, have you ever had it done to you?
Yeah.
You know, and like you feel, how can I eat like this? You know, I mean, they're waiting for me to leave. And I want the tables to be normal. I don't want chairs on the tables.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, sometimes that's coming from the higher-ups, too. They're just like, right, let's get ready to close.
Maybe, but I don't think so. Not at 9:30.
I mean, I've worked at places that the managers have told us to do that.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, all I know is that 5 minutes later, she had him down. She took him down again. I'm wondering if they saw my, because I had to put a Yelp review there. I was really irritated. And I never do that. You know, I'd rather go and talk to the manager first and stuff.
Yeah.
But I felt so insulted. You know, I mean, I'm sitting right here and eating and you're cleaning up around me. And it's not like really, I mean, look, at fast food restaurants, they always do that. They will, like, you'd be sitting and eating and they come and sweep right around your feet, you know, in the middle of the day. And it's like all the dust and everything goes on your food. You know, it's like, why would you even do that? You know, and come right by your feet, too. I mean, go and clean the other side. Wait for me to leave and then come and clean here.
Yeah.
You know, so things like that really irritate me, you know, because I'm a frigging customer here. And I'm picky about, not picky. I want a clean environment to eat in.
Exactly. But that's my point. And I totally honor that can feel make you feel rushed to leave or whatever. But at the same time, while we have customers that are like you who want you to go sweep the other side and then sweep up after me after, I've also done that where I've left the area the customers were alone, swept the other side or cleaned up the other side, and had customers who were in your position literally say, there's shit all over the floor around me. Aren't you going to sweep that up? So you're, as an employee of, you know, an establishment, you're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't.
But I mean, I, you know, when I'm saying this, it's like, look, if I saw dirt and shit on the floor, I would understand. But this is just dust and whatever, you know?
Yeah.
So it's just because they tell them to do it, and they do it, you know?
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm sure they tell them, keep the place clean, so that's what they do, you know? But it always boils down to the manager. It always comes back to that. Mm. And not even the manager, but the owner, you know?
Yeah.
Because they decide who the manager is going to be.
It's true.
Like, for example, my daughter lives in an apartment complex where they don't give a shit about anything, you know? They talk to her rudely. They don't fix anything. They don't do anything. And I told her, I said, this comes from the top. You know, she said, yeah, I try to call corporate because they tell me to call there. And there's a message there to talk to their attorney. So, you know, it's like they don't
want... it's an ongoing issue.
They don't want to be in touch with you. They don't want to be in any contact with you. And they put people there and they tell them, don't bring any shit to me. I don't want to know about it.
Exactly.
Because that's clearly what happens.
Right.
You know?
And because there's an attitude like that, then the employees who are working a job that's meaningless, pretty much, you know what I mean? It's not this high stakes job. They just want to go at 9:30, 10 o'clock at night when they're closed. They want to go. They don't want to. And a lot of times places will tell you, we're only going to pay you until 9:30. So if you stay here till 10, that's on your time. So get your shit cleaned up by 9:30. And that's it.
Right.
So, I mean, I'm not going to stay. I'm going to do whatever I have to do to get the hell out of there. I'm not going to stay at a Wingstop or wherever the place is. Right. I'm not going to stay working at a California Pizza Kitchen or whatever kind of restaurant just because I need to clean something up because I was waiting for someone. I'm going to do everything I have to do so I can get the fuck out of there. Mm. You know, this job isn't my life.
Well, yeah, if that's what they tell you, then that's what you do, you know. But yeah, I mean, it always comes back to the higher ups, you know, because the employees, they just, especially in these places, you know, they get minimum wage. They don't care. They just do what they tell them to do and they leave, you know.
Exactly.
So that's what I figured there was happening. But still, I was but yeah, I mean, I'm not crazy about bad Yelp reviews. You know, I believe you should talk to the people first, give them a chance, you know.
Yeah.
But I was just hungry. I was irritated, and you know, I wrote it. But I guess you can delete those, right? Can you delete reviews on Yelp? Do you know?
I don't know. Maybe. I've never done it.
I bet you can. You know, because well, I don't know. Maybe you can't. I'll have to figure it out.
Yeah, check it out.
Yeah, but it can really ruin a business. You know.
Yeah.
I mean, my daughter was working at a store. And somebody gave him bad reviews and mentioned her too. No, not mentioned her, but mentioned somebody that worked there and somebody that doesn't even exist, you know. And they wrote a bad review and my daughter she couldn't sleep at night, you know. And she only manages the place. She doesn't own it. And so she wrote the guy, she wrote Yelp, and they took it off. They took it off. And that's rare.
Yeah.
You know, Yelp doesn't take off shit like this because they figure whatever you get, you deserve it. You know, that's what reviews are.
Yeah.
You know.
I know. And the thing is, people will recognize bad reviews more than they'll recognize good ones.
Right. Exactly.
That's the truth.
It is the truth.
Yeah.
You know, they call it in psychology, they call it the missing tile. Have you heard of that before?
I have, yeah.
Yeah. Like that, like the tiles in the ceiling that you'll only notice if there's one that's missing.
Of course.
And, you know, and that's what you'll focus on other than the rest of them. And that's what we do, you know. I mean,
yeah.
You can get, and I think everybody's guilty of it. Even celebrities, when they get bad reviews or whatever, they can't stop worrying about it.
Of course, yeah.
And especially with social media now, it's terrible.
I know, you get so many.
Right,
you know,
a lot of haters.
The whole population has access to you.
I know, they really turn on you and shit, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. You got to have a strong skin.
Yeah. Rosie O'Donnell, I don't know why she's still in the news, but apparently she was... engaged, I guess, to Elizabeth Rooney or something. So she called off the engagement, and now they saw her in Malibu with a new woman. But the reason I brought it up is because...
good old Rosie.
Yeah. Oh, I guess... Okay, so Rosie's got four kids, and she's sharing custody with Kelly Carpenter, I guess, who was her first wife. The couple was together between 2004 and 2007. Then she married the second time, Michelle Rounds.
Mm.
That lasted 3 years. Oh, Rounds died of an apparent suicide. Wow. They share one daughter.
When did that happen?
2017.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. That's pretty shitty, man. I hear suicide. I like, but what captured me here is that they mentioned that Rosie was wearing an anti-Trump T-shirt. Now my question is, the sickness is not over yet. I mean, he's gone. You know, get over it. But people can't. You know, it's
both
a disease.
Both sides can't.
It's a disease.
Yeah, both sides definitely.
Well, one side I can understand. They liked him, you know, but. But for the haters, he's gone. I mean, leave him alone, you know? And, I mean, even...
That doesn't make any sense, though. If you have one side that's praising him still, you're obviously going to have the other side that's still defending why not to praise.
Okay, whatever. I think it's a sickness, but what can I say, you know? Yeah. But at any rate, so she was found with a new woman, or seen with a new woman in Malibu. And more power to her. I guess she'll be happy. I remember Rosie. You know when she started? I remember her from the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
She used to be on... Do you remember VH1?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that was like MTV.
Of course I do, yeah.
But more softer music.
Yeah.
And so they had a comedy thing called Stand-Up Showcase, I think.
Mm.
And they had it to the Ice House in Pasadena, which is a famous comedy place. And she was like the host of the place.
Mm.
And that's how I knew her. Nobody really knew her, you know, and I didn't either, you know, just I knew from there. And then eventually she became famous, really famous. And I'm like, oh, I know her, you know.
Yeah.
But nobody ever mentioned her. I never saw her like in anything else other than that, you know.
Yeah.
And then I don't know what she was in. Got her started like being big and stuff?
There's a movie I'm thinking about. It's a 1995 film. I think she was in it.
Oh, with Madonna? That?
Yeah. No, not Madonna.
Baseball game movie or something?
Oh.
League of Their Own?
A League of Their Own. Yeah, she was in that. And also a movie with Christina Ricci and Demi Moore called Now and Then. And it was a story about them as kids and then them as adults.
Oh, I don't remember that one at all.
What year did A League of Their Own come out?
Yeah, I'm wondering.
1992. Yeah.
Oh, okay. So that's about...
I forgot
Madonna
was in that.
Oh, so it didn't take her long after that.
Yeah.
Because I was watching it probably 90, 91. I'm trying to guess.
Yeah. You know, people really hate on how Madonna looks now. I think she looks great.
Yeah. They hate on it, really?
Yeah, people are constantly talking shit about how she's trying to be too young and blah, 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 blah. I mean, like, look at her. She looks great.
Yeah.
She looks
great.
She
had some work done.
Of course she had work done.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, in that picture she looks good. In some pictures she didn't. She kind of looked like an old woman with, like, a witch or something, you know.
Mm.
Maybe before she had the work done. I don't know.
Maybe.
But I felt she didn't age very well. With some pictures I saw, but...
Yeah, but everyone's
got
bad pictures of them.
I know, and you know what? You get older and nobody really looks good. Eventually, everybody looks like shit, you know? You got some...
You know.
Yeah, I mean, you hit your 60s and, you know... I mean, look, you've got some people that, like I was reading Heidi Klum is like 58 or something.
Mm.
She looks great, you know?
Yeah.
Jennifer Lopez and stuff. But again,
Kate Moss?
They have a lot of work done, you know? I mean, I'd like to see them without it.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's not fair to compare that with ordinary people, you know, that don't get work done.
It's true.
Yeah. But what can you say?
Yeah. I mean, whatever people want to do, you know.
Yeah, you seen any good movies lately?
I saw In the Heights. It's a musical.
Yeah,
it's about Washington Heights, the neighborhood I lived in New York.
Oh, really?
It was really good. Yeah, it was long, but it was really good. There were like a couple different points that, like, I thought it was going to end, and then it just kept going. And I get ants in my pants sometimes, so I was like, I gotta get out of here. but it was good. I really enjoyed it. I also watched Psycho for the first time, which is a really old Hitchcock film.
Very old.
Yeah, and it was really good. I'd never seen it before, and my friend just thought that was the craziest thing ever, so he was like, you're gonna sit down and watch this movie. I was like, all
right. I know. Well, it was still black and white, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was a great film, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's no wonder it's became like a classic, you know.
Yeah.
The shower scene and everything, you know.
Yeah.
Did you ever see the house they filmed it in at Universal Studios?
No, but I've been told about it.
Yeah. They don't let you in, you know, but you can see it from the tram.
Mm.
And it looks pretty daunting, man.
Yeah. There's a show I've been watching that I think the acting is okay. And the dialogue is okay, but the story I think is good, and now I don't really know how I feel about it anymore, but I'm just kind of in it for the story. But it's called Manifest. Have you heard of it?
No.
So this airplane, these people go on this flight. They hit a bunch of turbulence. And when they land, it's been 5 years later for everyone else. Yeah. But it's just been the same as regular day for them. So for them, right. Not a day has passed. For everyone else, it's been 5.5 years. Yeah, so the story is really interesting. It's getting like a little like supernatural for me at this point, but but I'm just in it. I'm in midway season 3, and I'm like, I just got to finish it at this point. But
oh, it's a series.
It's a series, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's a series.
Wow.
But also devastating. I was watching Handmaid's Tale. Waited forever.
For season four
to come out. It came out like one episode at a time, which is like so painful. I like absolutely hate that. I'm like, I don't want to watch one episode at a time. I think that's the worst thing ever. And I didn't realize it, but like episode 10 was the last episode in the season. And so I've just been like waiting for like a month for the next episode to come out. And then I looked it up and I found out the other day that it was the last episode of the season. So I watched the last one and I didn't even know.
You invested in that series.
It's such
a
good show.
Yeah.
It's a fantastic show. And there's a lot of controversy around Elizabeth Moss because she's in Scientology, apparently. Mm. She like grew up in it. And so her character plays this woman that's like fighting against a similar sort of society. And so now she's getting like a lot of hate for it on social media, obviously. But I don't know. She's a great actress. So I think, you know, be judged on your abilities and not what you grew up as.
Yeah.
You know, unless you're like, I don't know, sexually harassing people or something.
Yeah.
What do you think about Bill Cosby getting out?
Yeah, that's pretty lousy, I think, you know?
Yeah, everyone saying Free Britney in the universe was like,
right.
Well, we can't do that, but here's Cosby.
Right.
Everyone's like, we don't want that.
The technicality, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, what about all the victims, you know? What, you're just going to, like, discount all their pain and everything, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like, I understand if someone does it once and then they're really regretful about it. It's a mistake, you know? You don't know. But when it's such a, I mean, when there's several victims and stuff where you systematically are doing this and you obviously have to know it's wrong, you know?
Definitely systematically doing it.
Right, you know? I can't understand. I don't think anybody should walk free after something like this because when you abuse someone, in that way, you ruin their soul, you know? I mean, especially when they're young, you know?
I mean, you know it's wrong to push a drug on somebody or to drug somebody's drink or whatever it is. You know that's wrong.
Right.
Even if you do it once.
Right. But I mean, but to rape them, you know, that destroys a soul for the rest of their lives, you know? I mean, my God. And what I just don't understand is like how it seems like almost every woman has had some kind of a molestation or a rape or something. I hope it's not a lot of people, but it seems like almost everybody's had it, you know?
And every woman I know has had something.
Wow. That's pretty lousy, man.
Yeah, and it's like, I know it's not all men. I know that, you know? But I think that, like, you know, I don't think all men are waiting around the corner to like rape someone in an alleyway, but I think there are other ways that people are doing things that they have not in their own minds labeled as violent. You know, right. You don't have to be violent to rape somebody. You can, right. There's lots of other ways to do it. It looks like a lot of things.
Right.
You know, and I know it's not all men, but the problem is women are having issues trusting men because, you know, if you have 10 milk duds in a line and I tell you that two of them have shit centers, you're not going to eat any of them because you're not going to know which ones have shit in the middle of them and which ones have caramel in the middle of them. Right. So you're going to be like, no, you're going to be weary of right. every single one of them.
Yeah. I mean, it's more common than we'd like to admit, you know, that's what really bothers me. You know, I mean, how can you really live a normal like in your teens, early teens, whatever.
Yeah.
That's rough, you know?
Yeah.
And many women have been abused as little girls, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, it's hard to believe, but, you know, like, what was it? I don't know if we talked about it, but there was like a 10-year-old that gave birth in England like about a month ago.
Yeah.
And I'm like, how did that happen?
I know. And you know, a lot of things that, like, I've learned about over the past, like, few months in this past year, given all the opportunity to do as much reading as I've been able to, you know, a lot of the beauty standards are surrounding, you know, ideal, like pedophilia in a lot of ways. Like, stereotypically, men talk about women being hairless and tiny and childlike features, and all the girls who do like cosplay or like all the porn that revolves around pigtails and like schoolgirl skirts and things like that. Like, all of it is like women in children's clothing kind of thing. Like, women mimicking how children look and how children behave and how they talk and their mannerisms. And that it's like that's what's going on right now, is that all of that is being sexualized.
Right.
Things that resemble children is being sexualized.
Right.
And so now what happens is your brain twists that shit up, and then a guy sees a 10-year-old or, you know, a 12-year-old or an 8-year-old, and they have these similar attributes to a grown woman who's right. doing the same thing, and they get turned on by an 8-year-old, turned on by a 10-year-old.
Right.
And
you wonder why, you know, and I think it's because, you know, we all discover sex at an early age, you know, I mean,
sure.
some earlier than others.
Yeah.
And, you know, when you discover sex when you're like 6, 7 years old, whatever, it fucks you up, you know? I mean, the thing mm-hmm. is, even if you see porn, whatever, you know? So I think a lot of people don't grow out of that, you know, and they remain like that. They're like, they don't grow with their age. They don't age with their age, you know.
Yeah.
So to them, it's like still the little girls is what attracts them, you know. But I mean, sex fucks up everybody, it seems, you know.
Yeah.
And especially when you're young, you don't know how to deal with it, you know.
Yeah, you have no idea.
So imagine if you get molested or something, you really don't understand what happens. But, you know, it's wrong.
Yeah.
You know, and
yeah.
And
a lot of women blame themselves, you know.
Yeah.
And it's not their fault.
Right.
It's not their fault at all, you right. know, and it's not their family's fault. It's no one but the person who did it's fault.
Right.
Yeah. And a lot of times that person has psychological shit that they should be working through that they're not. And so some people could argue that it's not their fault either, but I don't necessarily agree with that.
You gotta take responsibility.
Exactly. You know? Yeah. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's fucked up.
It is fucked up. All right, Jen.
Is that it?
That's it for today.
We're ending on a nice fucked up note.
Well, that's the way we started. So. There you go.
That's
we
fair.
Still hope you guys were fascinated, intrigued.
Yeah.
Entertained, maybe.
Sure.
Yeah.
All of the above is
All
fine.
Of the above. That's at least what we're trying to do.
Totally.
But everybody have a wonderful day. Jen, you too.
You too.
And see everybody tomorrow. Bye.
Bye-bye.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Jen only on LA Talk Radio.